You're listening to the Feed Your Wild podcast, a conscious lifestyle show about all things nourishing for your body, mind, and soul. I'm Vanessa Rodriguez, and join me for candid conversations with changemakers, exploring health and wellness, food as medicine, intuition and spirituality, and nature-based practices that will transform your health and feed all parts of your wild self. Welcome back to Feed Your Wild. I am your host, Vanessa Rodriguez, your intuitive nourishment guide today and every episode. Happy Cancer Solstice. I know I have listeners all over the world, lots of folks in Australia sending all of my Australians so much love, and of course in other places that are below the equator. And so I understand that is not your summer solstice. However, I am going to be speaking to this Cancer solstice as I'm living in the Northern Hemisphere and I'm most familiar with this. I'm literally in those energetics. So just as a little caveat, I'm going to be speaking to it from that point of view. However, there's so much here that is still relevant, that is still connected, because we are experiencing different sides of the same coin. Yes, so take what really resonates here, and then of course you can leave the rest. I have a special Akashic soul nourishment channeling for this summer solstice, June 21st, 2023, that I'm excited to share. It's been a minute since I've shared an Akashic soul nourishment channeling, and our guides have definitely been tapping me on the shoulder, being like, hey, we need to do some more channelings here. So be on the lookout for more of those. And I am quietly in the background when there is some time and some moments. I'm gathering all of the previous Akashic soul nourishment readings, and I'm doing a little project with it. So I'm hoping to birth that soon. It's taking a lot longer and it's a lot slower than what I anticipated. So I'm really being sort of just, you know, patient and allowing it to unfold organically in its own divine timing instead of me efforting, which is one of the lessons that we are receiving today in today's channeling. I had a couple of announcements before we go into our summer solstice channeling, and then I'm going to be talking a little bit about some herbs and foods that I'm working with and that you can also work with that are connected to solar energy and the sun. I do have a couple of announcements, super quick, before we get into our Akashic soul nourishment channeling for the Cancer solstice. And after the channeling, I'm going to be sharing some of my favorite herbs and foods that I'm working with and that you can also work with that are connected to the sun, to this solar energy, and this beautiful summertime. The first is that I have just opened back up spots for one-on-one Akashic soul nourishment readings. Now, this is very exciting for me. I gotta be totally transparent. I'm a little nervous. I haven't done this since 2020. Now, of course, I'm always reading the records of others inside of my program, the Wild Intuitive Practitioner Pathway. I am reading Akashic records all the time, and I'm also channeling. So I am still doing that work, but I put a pause on one-on-one sessions where we dive in together for a full hour. I read your Akashic records, I do some channeling, and we go back and forth. And it's this really beautiful, deep process that I used to do with folks. And it's one of my original loves and where I feel like I'm really here to be in service. However, the season of my life changed swiftly with pregnancy and becoming a new mama, as well as birthing what I truly believe is my opus, if you will, my group mentorship and mastermind program, the Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway. So this season didn't really allow for much one-on-one work like I did in the past. That was the primary way that I worked with people. And while my WIP participants definitely get one-on-one elements and time with me inside of the program, my intention with WIP, which is the short way that I call Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway, because that's a mouthful, my intention was to really cultivate a community and collective support, which it has totally, and it's glorious, and I love it, and I wouldn't change it for the world. But now tides are shifting a bit once again, and I'm feeling called to open up time to support people in a more intimate fashion. So one of these ways is reopening up my books to give Akashic Soul Record readings to people. So these are private one-on-one sessions where I open up your Akashic records. It's 60-minute channeled readings that happen over Zoom or phone, so it's audio only. And this is where you get to reconnect with the core essence of the self, of your soul's purpose and path, gain insight and clarity on old patterns, beliefs, blockages, and receive healing tools, and align with ascended masters for guidance, healing, empowerment, and a higher consciousness awareness, and yes, awakenings. The Akashic Records, if you are not familiar, I have an entire episode. It's called Akashic Records 101. You could dive in. I'll make sure to link it below in the show notes. But Akashic Records can provide unlimited guidance and are always available for inspiration in your life. They act as a guiding light. They act as a roadmap or a GPS that can guide you on your soul's journey. It's the perfect complement to any kind of healing work that you are already doing. It's completely non-denominational. So whatever your faith, beliefs, spiritual beliefs, Akashic Records are very complementary to most of them. And I say most of them only because some religions are not complementary. Like they don't believe in Akashic Records, or maybe they see these in types of intuitive readings as not aligned with the religion. So obviously, if you are that person, this may not be for you. But I have found that, I mean, I've supported people from all different kinds of religions. And it's just really beautiful because it's tapping into information that's at the soul level and connected to your soul signature, your energetic signature. So it's really supportive for bringing in more clarity and peace and insight and understanding into what is happening now and can illuminate a path forward. They have been invaluable in my own life. This is why I have incorporated it into my work as an intuitive healer. And I'm really excited to dive back in. So if you've been curious and have been wanting that one-on-one time, this is it. So these are 60 minutes. You could go over to my website or click the link below to learn more and to sign up. I have limited spots. My schedule is so much more limited than what it was before. So I apologize in advance for, you know, not having expanded calendar available, but this is what I got to work with. So if you're feeling called, I highly recommend you make it work. And I would love to dive deep with you. In this way, you could go to wildlyrooted.com/Akashic Records, and it will also take you there. You can learn more and sign up. Okay, the other announcement that I have is next week on June 28th at 2 p.m. Central Time, 12 p.m. Pacific, I'm hosting a free masterclass. It's called Rise Up, New Earth Intuitive Healer. This is a live transmission that will activate the cosmic codes within your divine blueprint and shine a light on the places that are keeping you stuck, overwhelmed, and confused. We'll be working with the Akashic Soul Records, and you will be guided through a powerful envisioning process, illuminate the shadows that are holding you back, and activate the cosmic codes for your highest expression as an intuitive healer. I'm also excited about this because there's going to be quite a bit coming through that will be channeled that I don't know yet. So I'm going to be just as surprised and open and receiving as you are. And I'm really excited to just be in ceremony with you, to sit for 60 minutes with this beautiful collective that's coming together. We already have such an amazing group of people from all over the world. So please, please, please show up live if you can. Know that it will be recorded and I'll send out the replay, but I am going to be opening up for some impromptu readings and insights. So if you want to tap into that, then you want to make sure you're there live. You can go to wildlyrooted.com/rise up. wildlyrooted.com/rise up. And you can also click the link in my show notes, of course, as always. And DM me over on Instagram if you have any questions on any of the things or you just want to connect. I love connecting with you. I love chatting it up. So if you feel called to, I'm @wildlyrooted over on Instagram, and literally just send me a DM. I'm a real person and I would love to have a conversation with you. All right, so let's get into today's reading. Obviously, the summer solstice is a beautiful time, a sacred time that has been commemorated by our ancestors throughout all of time in ceremony, usually with fire, honoring the sun and these in natural cycles, these cosmic cycles, where the sun is at its peak in the sky and stretches the day into the longest day of the year. So this is an auspicious time of new beginnings, and it's so beautiful that just a few days ago we had our Gemini new moon. So we have lots of energy here around new beginnings, new phases, changing of seasons, hence me opening up my one-on-one slots. There's also quite a bit that we get to say goodbye to, that we get to release along with this shift in season and entering a new era. The sun is invigorating. It's our sense of self. It's the fire within us, the fire of creation. So fire is often utilized in ceremony to honor this time and to honor solar energies. We are at a midpoint in the year. It's so crazy to feel this, right? And I feel it's gone so quickly, and yet so much has already occurred thus far. And it really makes me excited and waiting in anticipation. And it's a reminder for me that so much can happen in a span of a half a year. So much can unfold, can crumble, can rebuild, can be birthed, can die. There's so much that we can't yet see, but maybe we feel the seeds of it in our hearts. And so this is a remembrance of that. This is a remembrance of our own creative life force energy, the possibilities that lie before us. And that in every moment, we have the ability to choose. And while we can't control our external circumstances, we can choose how we meet those circumstances, who we are being in every moment under any circumstances. And to allow any external forces that may be there that are not under our control to inform us in a way that creates even more beauty, just like that pearl, right? That pearl that sits at the center, forged by the elements. We are now in Cancer season. And I myself, as a Cancer sun, my birthday next week, I feel a deep, deep connection to this summertime and it being so close to the summer solstice. It feels incredibly expansive. And I know for some others that it may not feel so comfortable, right? It may feel like, I kind of like the winteriness and the coziness and hiding in my cave a little bit more. And I totally get that. And I invite you to relate to these solar expansions and energy and these natural cycles of growth and blooming and becoming in a different way. I invite you to receive that in your heart in a way that works for you. So it doesn't necessarily need to look like something that you might think of as, oh, an expanded way of being or getting out there and showing yourself. There's so much that is illuminated within that we can experience and receive this solar medicine in our bodies, in the center of our very being. I talk a lot about the energetics around this time and some more understandings from an astrological perspective in my previous episodes. So the past two episodes you can tune into to kind of get an understanding of what's going on cosmically. And of course, listening to your favorite astrologers just to kind of set the tone, right? The landscape, the environment, the soil is different every year. And so having an understanding of the other players and the other things that are at play in this time, it can be really helpful in understanding and receiving these channelings. The one thing that I will say is that we are on a clear trajectory of awakening as a collective, and we are also really opening up in terms of sensitivity levels, and that could be really uncomfortable for some people, especially if you're not used to it. And it does take some time to calibrate, to learn how to protect, to learn how to discern. All of those are skills that you absolutely can learn and build upon, and they're necessary when you have these increased levels of sensitivity, psychic awareness, intuition. All of that is really important because we could so often feel like, you know, so certain emotions are ours or thoughts are ours, or feel so bogged down and fatigued or wired and anxious. And it's not even ours. It's because you are plugged into and open to a plethora of external impulses and forces and energetics, right? So I highly recommend that if you feel certain levels of, let's say, anxiety or fatigue or just like things that are being amplified, really look to your sensitivity levels, at honoring that your intuition, your spiritual body is opening up, and that you might need to look at what are some ways I can clear this stuff that is not mine, that I can begin to build discernment around what is mine, what is not, and then supporting myself in building strong boundaries and having integrity with those boundaries so that you're not inundated with this stuff. Because whether or not, it doesn't matter if you are actually working as an intuitive healer, a healing practitioner, artist, everybody is going to be experiencing this on some level, and you need to know how to navigate that. Okay, so with all of that said, let's dive into this Akashic Soul Nourishment reading for the Cancer Summer Solstice. And here we go. The world is cracking wide open like a golden egg, revealing its gooey middle, the yolk of past ages, marinated in her belly over time. Gestation is a long game. There's no rushing, no pushing, no forcing, no conscious efforting. Simply presence, with the organic evolution and growth taking place. What may look like degeneration or loss in the moment is part of a greater reconfiguration, creating the right conditions and space for fertile growth and expansion. Take care not to judge a horse at first glance. The agility of a steed cannot be tied to its appearance. Slow growth, setbacks, perceived regression. It's all based on your perception. Spin the globe, turn it upside down, look all around, and what you'll see is that you can't see all at once. This is the purpose of the conscious mind, your brain, the sensory tools given to you and your divine body. Attunement vessels, always in motion, even in stillness, tracking the vibration, then calibration. Open your mind and hearts to the great cosmic yolk, the life-giving medium, the source of spiritual nourishment, your daily bread, golden like the sun, life everlasting, like the living yeast, regenerative and fervent, dancing and expanding to the tune of our song. The bees know this tune well, as they buzz and hum, collecting golden light codes, doing their part to pollinate the ornate, flora and fauna alike, upgrading with each orbit the in and out breath of the one. The messy middle, the golden hub of creative culture, is teeming with life-giving energy, ready to take form. Alas, restructuring and realignment are the predominant commotion, which may feel like bridges burning, skins releasing, feathers molting, getting bare naked in the midst of fire and storm, treacherous to the mind, food for the soul. Forged like a samurai sword, with keen precision, astute attention, blessed devotion and tender care, crafted by the hand of God, Creator, meticulously polished by life itself. What miraculous beings, those of the earth, walking pearls of the land, in all shapes, shades, and sizes, reflecting divine brilliance with your luminosity. How precious to be alive in this time of awakening. The solstice brings codes to the land, imbuing the yoke with cosmic wisdom, a tune-up of sorts. It is part of the great evolutionary path Gaia is upon, and you, as her children, incarnate souls, imbibe this golden cocktail for rejuvenation of the spirit and remembrance of ancient futures awaiting activation within hearts of gold. Ah, gold, this sacred element, shining dawn, light of man, materialized rays of the sun. Gold is a key, a channel, a bridge to solar medicine, healing frequencies, path to the one, wholeness as it was in the beginning. Receive these rays as your tree can do. Open wide and receive. Drink up the golden elixir. Allow the codes to awaken within you, the parts that have been in a long slumber, slowly arising, stretching, expanding, opening your inner eye to a new day. The horizon is clear. The exhale of earth gives way to your inspiration. And with these luminous keys lies the pathway to your becoming. Everlasting, blossoming, bringing life to the dormant once again. What will you bloom into, our loves? Allow the innate blueprint to guide rather than external dictations or forcing incantations. Simply be it. Create space for it. Nourish it. Pour your love and devotion into your sacred seeds, water, sunlight, faith is all you need. And that was our reading for the Cancer summer solstice. I am still buzzing from receiving it. I hope that there was something in that that was supportive for you, that's awakening something within you. And I encourage you to listen and re-listen as needed. Do some of your own journaling, some of your own integration and processing, acknowledging what's coming up for you, what images, what feelings, what senses, what words. See what is already there for you that wants to be heard, that's reflected through this channeling. Maybe some doodling and artwork, maybe it's connecting with nature, with fire, with water. And perhaps it's making a yummy cup of tea, some sun tea. That would be a beautiful way to imbibe these solar codes, so to speak. Speaking of which, I'd love to share some of my favorite herbs that are connected to the sun and some that I'm also working with right now. If you haven't noticed, my voice is still a little off from being challenged with this sinus cold stuff, and it's been pretty humbling because my usual tools aren't necessarily working, and I am giving myself a little bit of grace because of the lack of sleep. My little baby has been growing his first molars, so it's been interesting at night not having any sleep for several days, and then, you know, just life, a lot of activities and new people coming in and out. So with all of that said, I have been really supported by ginger and chamomile. Chamomile in particular, it's calming and cooling, helping support a healthy inflammatory response. So I find that it's been really wonderful for myself and my little one. It's ideal for children because it's so gentle, and it's a lovely way to promote relaxation and to support sleep, but also just as a very nourishing and restorative herbal ally for any kind of inflammatory issue. Not to mention digestive discomfort. That's been something that has been on and off for my little one as well. So chamomile has been indispensable in our house. Also, St. John's wort. So one of the things that I've been doing as we've come into these warmer months is doing a post-shower body rub with some hypericum oil, aka St. John's wort. This, if you look at the plant, it's like sun embodied. It's just so vibrant and expansive and lovely and beautiful and yellow. And of course, blooming at the height of summer. And when we lived in Oregon, Southern Oregon, they would be everywhere. And it was just such a wonderful reminder and kind of like a welcoming ceremony when they would bloom. Hypericum is a beautiful mood elevator and can be really supportive in relieving anxiety and stress. It's also what we would call antiviral and analgesic. It's very protective, so it could be protective spiritually against brujería, you know, so like witchcraft, invasive psychic energy, any kind of negative thought forms. So speaking of an ally in this time for supporting our heightened sensitivity, hypericum is absolutely one of these allies. You can even just bring in hypericum to your fire. So working with fire and fireplaces, or if you have it in a smoke bundle, the pungent smoke was used in various traditions to ward off evil, the evil eye, and various other things. So in terms of its spiritual nourishment, it really brings joy and optimism and happiness and that sense of power, harnessing our own power. And so it's connected to the solar plexus as well as soul protection. It's such a beautiful, beautiful plant. And then turmeric. So turmeric is another one that I've brought in because it's just obviously really helpful for inflammation, but it's also super nutritive. It's got that beautiful bright orange yellowy color, right? That mimics the sun. It's strengthening, it's rejuvenating, it regulates blood sugar, and it's blood supportive. So it can be warming and it can be a bit drying. So there is a way to overdo turmeric. And if you feel like you're more on kind of the hot, dry side, maybe you bring in some moistening herbs along with turmeric or you take a break from it. And lastly, one of the aromatic allies that I have been bringing in is frankincense. Frankincense is often referred to as crystallized sunshine. So it's the resin from trees growing in regions with abundant sunlight and these extreme temperatures. Frankincense, in that sense, is an offer of the light. And there is a lot that comes with frankincense in your communion with it. Of course, when you're in meditation, it could bring you to another level of consciousness, like a state that is calming and beautiful. It's such a lovely support for meditation. And it has this ability to support the amplification of vitality, you know, and this sort of glowing energy within that is reminiscent of the solar rays and that solar energy. There's so much more to say about the sun, the healing properties of the sun, the connections with the various sun gods, and throughout history, Christ consciousness, this coming into the fullness of who we are and awakening into these expanded states of consciousness. And we are on this path. We're on this evolutionary path as a collective. So working with these solar herbal allies, plant allies, can be really, really helpful in anchoring in a lot of these shifts and these expansive energies that can be disorienting. You know, we are in a really big shift time. We're pioneers. We're building this bridge. I truly believe we are building this bridge into a new earth. We are currently doing it. Like, it's happening. So we need all the help that we can get. And that includes supporting one another and connecting with one another. And stepping onto your path, yours, that is coming from the truth of who you are and why you came here. And it can feel very often like going against the grain, going uphill, but I promise it is so worth it. So with that, I am extending you a blessed summer solstice. I hope that you have a wonderful beginning of your summer Cancer season, wherever you are in the world. And I'm excited to connect with those of you that feel called to work one-on-one. And of course, sign up for that free masterclass, that live transmission, Rise Up New Earth Intuitive Healer. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I will see you next week. And until then, stay luminous, shining one.